This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
This is Karen Jordan, and I'm joined by CUPE 1978 Keep It Public campaigner Kim Manton, all the way from Victoria, BC. Kim, thanks for taking time out from CUPE Convention and joining us. I wanted to start by asking you what you're campaigning for.
Public sewage treatment. In Victoria, we don't currently treat our sewage, but we've been directed to do so. And part of that direction was to evaluate a public-private partnership. So for the last 3 years, we've been focusing on keeping that sewage treatment public.
Your campaign has focused a lot on building relationships with local councils and local elected officials. Tell me a bit about how you realized that was an important place to put your efforts, and what has that led to in terms of how the campaign has unfolded?
Well, I think that happened rather organically for me. I've been attending all of the meetings around the sewage treatment project and have watched all the politicians at the table and started to realize that I needed to find out more about where they were at and what they thought and about the issue and develop a conversation outside of what I was hearing at those meetings. So because I've been at all of them, they would recognize me and would see each other at other functions and just started to a dialogue together about the issue. And that has developed into some really good relationships with the politicians and allows me to find out where they stand on the issues and also allows them to use me as a CUPE member as a resource for information that they need to know. So it's a very back and forth relationship that's worked out really well with many of the politicians.
Who have been strong allies in this campaign?
CUPE has been a part of the Greater Victoria Water Watch Coalition now since its inception about 4.5 years ago. One of the founding members was the Council of Canadians, but the coalition has grown to, I believe, well over 20 organizations from faith-based groups, seniors groups, and many concerned community activists, as well as the Victoria Labour Council, and there are a number of CUPE locals in the Greater Victoria area that are also affiliated to the coalition.
What has CUPE's support meant to the campaign?
CUPE has been critical to this campaign and the fight for public services. When I got booked off the job, I was just sort of learning about how to run a campaign, and immediately was put in touch with CUPE National staff, specialists, experts who know how to do this kind of thing and were able to mentor me and provide me with the resources and knowledge that I needed to take back to my community to make this campaign a success. So without the CUPE National staff, CUPE BC staff, this wouldn't have been able to happen for me. Additional to that, our local has been very fortunate to have the support of CUPE National cost share and also funding from CUPE BC. So we've been financially supported, as well as the everyday staff support that I get. So without I couldn't have done anything as a campaign coordinator.
What have you really enjoyed about the campaign?
Being a campaign coordinator has completely taken me out of my comfort zone. So I have met amazing people. I've met inspiring people. I've been able to speak to people about something that I'm passionate about and help affect how they feel about an issue. I've been able to stand up for what I believe in and been given the space to do so, which is an opportunity that I didn't really expect for myself. And so it's been an amazing journey the last 3 years. It's been crazy and good.
So out of that has also come a nickname. What can you tell us about your nickname?
So a couple of years ago, I ran into an NDP MLA who walked up to me and said, "Hey, you're that sewage girl," because he didn't remember my name, but he remembered the issue. And I realized that if I wanted to make sure that people knew what the issue was, that I was going to have to start self-identifying as sewage girl. And I do it, and I'm proud of it, and it's not a bad thing. Sewage isn't sexy, but it's important, and people need to know it. So I'm Sewage Girl.
Is there anything that's been difficult or challenging about this campaign?
Sewage isn't sexy. It's not an issue that people want to talk about. When they see, you know, I have these little buttons, you know, that say poo-poo on P3s, and they turn up their nose and, you know, they don't want to talk about it. But people have to realize that this is an important service that they expect, and that it's in the public interest. And so we have to talk about it. And you can't just flush your toilet and not think about it anymore. You have to think about the whole process for the health of our community.
You've already touched on this, but I wanted to find out what this campaign, working on it, has meant for you personally.
Well, for 15 years, I was a park maintenance worker. Proud of it, member of QP Local 1978, working outside. Went to a union meeting, found out that there was a threat of P3s. I phoned a few people and said, do you think I can do it? And they said, well, you're going to have to learn a lot. You're a parks worker. This isn't your area. And so I made the call and decided that this was an issue that was important and that I was willing to take it on. But it meant leaving the steel toe boots at home and putting on some nice shoes and heading out to political meetings and speaking to QP local meetings. And I've done things that I not only didn't think I would do, but never knew existed. I often say to people that I've gone from practice to the theory. As a parks worker, I was keeping the outhouses clean, and now I'm talking about sewage. So apparently this is part of my journey.
Kim Manton, QP 1978 Keep It Public Campaigner, thanks so much for taking time out to be part of a QP podcast.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.